former special advisor to former Health Secretary Matt Hancock and senior fellow at Policy Exchange's Health and Social Care Unit, also now Programme Director of the Future Health Research Centre. Good evening, Richard.
Good evening, hi.
Can I start by asking for your reaction to what you've heard from the Prime Minister today?
Well, I think what we've heard from the Prime Minister today is very much doubling down on the vaccination programme. So the extension of the vaccines to 12 to 15-year-olds, the third boost, the booster shots, and the lack of references to sort of more draconian restrictions, which we've had in the last 18 months, particularly lockdowns, shows that the government is really going sort of long on the vaccination programme as the way to continue to manage through this what is going to be a very, very difficult winter. We know also that there's still 5.5 million people who haven't been vaccinated, and trying to make sure that we get as many of those people vaccinated as possible is also a real priority of the plan. So it was more of the sort of vaccination message as a priority, which I think came over loud and clear today.
And are you as optimistic as the Prime Minister about the protection of protection that our vaccination programme offers?
So I think, you know, we've seen that the vaccines work really, really effectively, and that the pressures in the health service are not as severe as they maybe were in the earlier stages of the pandemic. However, at the same time, I think that we do know that the NHS is under major strain given the backlogs of care that have built up over the last 18 months or so, and that is going to be a real difficulty as we come in to the winter period. We do know that some people are still getting sick now in hospital. There are 1,000 people admitted to hospital today. That is higher than it was in October 2020 when we were in, obviously, the tier system. So I don't think there's any room for complacency here, but I think the vaccines are prioritising the vaccines as a mechanism to continue to manage the pandemic effectively, and to drive up that level of vaccine uptake and put those booster shots in arms is the right approach.
Just quickly, your thoughts on Plan A. Does it go far enough, Richard?
I mean, I think the focus here on is not especially new, is it? I mean, as I say, it's very much vaccines first. But then you've also got the testing elements alongside it, making sure that rapid lateral flow tests are available for anyone who needs them, and that the people isolate when they still have symptoms. I think there's a really interesting case about what you do at the borders. Now, today they left open the possibility that you won't have to have a test when you return if you've been double jabbed. There's going to be a review, I understand, that's going to sort of come to that conclusion maybe in October, which we're being watched very closely by the travel industry. And having myself returned from overseas recently, having had a test, it was something that you have to bear in mind is a factor in people's decisions to travel. Now, you could argue that that element of border protection, is it right to potentially be seen to be weakening that as we run up into the winter period? And that is a question that I think was still left lingering by this plan today. So that's certainly an issue, particularly when you think about the fact, as your previous guest was saying, Professor Scally, that there are lots of parts of the world where we have not, the vaccine rates are much, much lower, and new variants could potentially emerge. So that issue of border protection and travel, I think, is going to be very, very important to watch in the coming weeks.
Richard, good to have you on the programme. Thanks for joining us. Richard Sloggett, former special advisor to former Health Secretary Matt Hancock, senior fellow at the Policy Exchange's Health and Social Care Unit, and the programme director of the Future Health Research Centre.